From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. North and South Korea met late into the night in an emergency round of high-level talks aimed at ending the tense standoff that has brought the two rivals to the brink of war. The talks got underway this morning and continued as midnight approached, according to Seoul's Unification Ministry. South Korean President Park Geun-hye's national security advisor met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's aide at the request of Pyongyang. Passengers who survived a terror attack on a train traveling between Amsterdam and Paris are paying tribute to the heroism of three Americans, two servicemen and a student who led the charge to overwhelm the attacker. Authorities in Spain have now identified the gunman as a 26-year-old radical Islamist who spent time in Syria during the past year. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says he was under investigation for links to militant Islam. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
France has been on high alert since January's terrorist attacks in Paris. And in June, extremist Yassine Salih decapitated a man near the French city of Lyon. If his tentative identity is confirmed, the French minister said the gunman may be a 26-year-old Moroccan who lived in Spain last year before moving to Belgium. Cazeneuve said Spanish authorities had flagged him to their French counterparts because he belonged to a radical Islamist movement. French and U.S. authorities have hailed the American passengers who tackled and subdued the gunman who was carrying several weapons, including a Kalashnikov assault rifle. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group known as Haji Mutaz was killed in a drone strike near the Iraqi city of Mosul on August 18th. The U.S. reported his death late last year but was incorrect. This is